Title: Turbulence Ahead for the Clean Water Act, Agencies Redefine Waters of the United States as SCOTUS Prepares to Rule in Sackett v. EPA. Content: The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on Wednesday published a final rule defining waters of the United States, or WADIS, which determines the extent of federal regulatory authority under the Clean Water Act. 88 Federal Reg 3004 to 3144, January 18, 2023. The new rule largely reinstates the long-standing definition of WADIS first adopted in 1986, as modified by the Supreme Court's opinion in Rapanos v. United States, 547 U.S. 715, 2006. But the final rule comes as the Supreme Court again considers the proper scope of WADIS in Sackett v. Environmental Protection Agency, which will likely determine the viability of the new definition. The final rule defines WADIS to include, subject to certain exceptions, waters commonly referred to as traditional navigable waters, including those used or usable in interstate or foreign commerce, including tidal waters, the territorial seas, and interstate waters, including interstate wetlands, impoundments of waters otherwise defined as WADIS, except for impoundments of WADIS identified in the fifth bullet, below, tributaries of the above that meet either the relatively permanent test or the significant nexus test, both of which were outlined in the Supreme Court's Rapanos opinion. Wetlands that are adjacent to traditional navigable waters or that meet either the relatively permanent test or the significant nexus test, and wholly intrastate waters and wetlands not identified above that meet either a modified version of the relatively permanent test or the significant nexus test. Return to the status quo? With minor differences, the final rule effectively reinstates the definition of WADIS in effect from 1986 until 2015, as modified by guidance adopted in 2008 to implement the Rapanos opinion. That guidance, like the new rule, required that non-navigable tributaries and certain wetlands meet either the relatively permanent standard articulated in Justice Scalia's plurality opinion in Rapanos, or the significant nexus standard outlined in Justice Kennedy's concurring opinion in Rapanos. As adopted in the final rule, the relatively permanent standard requires that non-navigable tributaries be relatively permanent, standing or continuously flowing bodies of water, and that wetlands have a continuous surface connection to relatively permanent or traditional navigable waters. The significant nexus test allows jurisdiction over non-navigable tributaries and/or their adjacent wetlands when they significantly affect the chemical, physical, or biological integrity of traditional navigable waters. In 2015, the agencies issued a rule that broadened the definition of WADIS. The next administration attempted to repeal the 2015 rule and then replaced it with another rule in 2020 that narrowed the definition. Both rulemakings faced legal challenges and were vacated by federal courts in some jurisdictions, leaving the pre-2015 definition in effect prior to the latest rulemaking, which takes effect March 20, 2023. The implications of Sackett. While the agencies have been engaged in the current rulemaking, a challenge to the significant nexus standard has played out in the Sackett case, which concerns the application of Clean Water Act Section 404 to wetlands on a residential lot in Idaho. The Sackett petitioners have asked the Supreme Court to limit jurisdiction to wetlands meeting the reasonably permanent test, excluding many features that would qualify as WADIS under the significant nexus test. And at oral argument in October, many observers perceived a majority of the court to be skeptical of the significant nexus standard. The agencies may have aimed to strengthen their position by adopting the final rule in advance of the court's decision in Sackett, but if the court rejects the significant nexus test, it would leave the 2023 final rule on uncertain ground. Regardless of the outcome, however, the Sackett opinion has the potential to end nearly two decades of uncertainty over the proper interpretation of the fractured Rapanos decision, in which no opinion garnered the support of a majority of the justices. The definition of WADIS has important practical implications for many landowners and industries because it defines the waters subject to various Clean Water Act programs, Inc.